Well, let me talk to you about the officer, Jonathan Ross. He was mm-hmm. struck. He was hospitalized.
Oh, don't say his name. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we shouldn't have people continue to dox law enforcement when they have an 8,000% increase in death threats against them. I know, but that doesn't mean it should continue to be said. His life, he got attacked with a car that was trying to take his life, and then the people have attacked him and his family, and they are in jeopardy. And we have law enforcement officers every day who are getting death threats and getting attacked at their hotels.
Well, can you tell me about his status right now?
Ice thrown at them and getting...
Well, of course, no one condones violence against anyone. But here, CBS reported that he did have internal bleeding in the torso, but he was released that same day. So is he back at work? Did you give him the required 3 days of suspension?
We followed the exact same protocols that we always have for years as to investigations into these situations.
But 3 days of
administrative
leave. I'm
not going to talk about his medical records. I know that you know that in itself is his prerogative to discuss his health. But we're hopeful that all of our law enforcement officers know that they can go out and do their job, apply the law equally to everyone, and that they can do so safely, and that the media and people aren't going to attack them for standing up for what's right.